Hey, welcome. This lesson walks you through making breakbeats for Jungle Techno in Ableton Live 12, focused on bass-line interaction. I'm going to keep it grounded and practical. We'll chop and process a break at around 174 BPM, build a two-layer bass that locks with the drums, and finish with arrangement ideas and practice homework you can complete in the next hour. Stay with me. This will be energetic, clear, and hands-on. Start by setting your project tempo to 174 BPM. Create two tracks, an audio track called Break, drum rock, and a MIDI track called Bass, Waveatable. That's your basic layout. Now the drums. Drag a classic break, Amen, Funky Drummer, Apache, whatever break you have, into a fresh audio track. Double-click the clip and set Warp Mode to Beats. In Beats mode, set sensitivity so transients stay intact. Something like 1/16 or 1/32 grain settings. Once your break is sitting nice in time, right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transients as your slicing preset, or 1/16 if you want regular slices. Ableton will create a drum rack with each slice on its own pad. Open the drum rack and trim away pads you don't need. Look for the strongest kick and snare hits and keep those as anchors. If the break's kick is weak, plan to replace or layer it later. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip and program a rolling jungle pattern, snares on beats 2 and 4, but feel free to add off-grid ghost snares and syncopated kicks. Add chopping hi-hat or ghost snare movement on 16th notes for that classic jungle swing. Humanize the clip by nudging some notes off-grid by 10 to 30 milliseconds and randomizing velocities slightly. Small timing shifts make breakbeats feel alive. Next, add groove. Open the groove pool and drag in a groove preset. Try something like swing 16% tight or swing 8% loose. Tweak timing between about 5 and 15%, velocity around 5 to 25%, and random between 10 and 20%. Apply it to your clip and listen in context. If you like it, commit groove to bake the feel in place. Now processing. Place this chain on the drum rack output or, better, on a drum rack return so you can parallel process easily. Start with EQ8 as a pre. High pass at around 80 Hz with a steep slope to clear space for the sub. Use drum bus next for character. Try drive around 3 to 6, crunch about 3, dynamics around minus 2, and boost transient by plus 2 to plus 4 for snap. Follow with a saturator on a soft curve. Drive around 2 to 4 dB, then glue compressor on the group with a gentle touch. Ratio 2:4:1, attack 10 to 30 ms, release between 0.2 and 0.6 seconds, threshold somewhere between minus 6 and minus 12 dB as a starting point. Add a parallel return track with heavy compression for punch, ratio around 6:1, very fast attack, short release, and blend maybe 10 to 30% back in. A few practical values to remember: HBF about 80 Hz, drum bus drive about 4, saturator drive about 3 dB, glue comp attack near 20 ms. Use redux or beach repeat sparingly for fills and texture. If the break's individual hits feel thin, layer them. Drag a solid kick and a solid snare onto new drum rack pads aligned to the sliced hit, and use clip gain to balance. For layered EQ, boost kicks around 60 to 100 Hz and snares around 200 to 400 Hz and add 3 to 5 kHz for snap. Let's design the bass. Two layers, a mono sub and a gritty mid/top layer. For the sub, create a MIDI track named Sub, Operator, Chain, Operator or Waveatable, EQ8, Subtle Saturator, a compressor for side chaining, and a utility. In Operator, use a sign on OSK-A, set octave to minus 2 or minus 1. Keep level high, mono mode enabled, and utility width at 0% so the sub is strictly mono. EQ the sub to remove anything above about 200 Hz. We want it clean and focused. For the mid/top bass, use Waveatable on a separate MIDI track. Chain, Waveatable, EQ8, Saturator, Multiband Dynamics, and glue on the group. Start with a sol wave, unison of 2 with slight detune. Add a secondary triangle or lower level oscillator for body and put a low pass filter around 220 to 400 Hz. Modulate the filter with a slow LFO or an envelope for movement. Set polyphony to 1, enable mono, and add a touch of glide. 8 to 25 milliseconds give subtle slides. 30 to 80 ms gives more pronounced portamento. Add saturator drive around 3 to 6 for grit, and lightly compress the mids and highs. Group the sub and mid tracks into a bass group. Put a final glue compressor on the group, gentle ratio around 2:1, attack around 10 ms, release 100 to 200 ms. Side chaining is critical to let drums cut through. On the bass group or the sub synth, Add a compressor with sidechain input routed to your kick slash snare bus. Start with ratio 4:1, attack 1 to 10 ms, release 80 to 200 ms, and adjust threshold until the bass ducks cleanly on transients. If you want the bass to breathe more naturally, use a slightly longer attack and release. You can sidechain only the low band using multiband dynamics. If you want the mid grit to stay more constant, MIDI programming. For the sub, keep longer sustained notes on the root with occasional short offbeat notes to add rhythm. For the mid layer, program staccato notes that follow kicks and snares and add tiny pitch slides for that jungle portamento feel. Use velocity and note length to shape groove. Ghost notes should be lower velocity. Automation and movement. Automate the mid bass filter cutoff to open at the drop. Automate drum rack sends for transitions and use redux or beat repeat for stuttered fills. Small automation moves make big emotional changes. A quick arrangement idea. Bars 1 to 8 is an intro with a filtered break and low pass mid bass. Bars 9 to 16 bring everything full open for the drop. Bars 17 to 24 add variations and beat repeat stutters. Bars 25 to 32 are fills and outro. For a DJ-friendly trick, create a ducked version of the loop with heavier sidechain and a full version for easy mixing. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave low frequencies in the break. A high pass at about 60 to 120 Hz prevents masking the sub. Keep subs mono below 150 to 200 Hz. This audio version is shortened for playback.